Yeah, I shouldn't have did it in the game, though. It costed us. But it's, you know, I was talking to the guys earlier. I was like, man, you know, story of my life. I can only learn from it and just keep moving.
What did you guys learn from the loss defensively as you go into this big league?
You know, starting off on the positive side, I think we handled, certain situations pretty well. I felt like that, with the interceptions and, the fake punt, I felt like we got on the field and we did exactly what we were supposed to do. And in the first two games, that has been a problem for us. So that on a positive note. Probably on the negative side, I mean, we got to handle, the boots and scrambling quarterbacks a little bit better. You know, we got to get quarterbacks like that on the ground. You know, Tyrod Taylor is one of a kind, but there are also quarterbacks that can move and scramble like, Alex Smith and Derek Carr. So we got to be able to handle that a little bit better as well.
What does it mean to you that Khalil Mack kind of sees you as a mentor and someone to learn from as he does?
I mean, I don't think it's just like a mentorship or teacher-student type of deal. It's like a brotherhood, and that's how it always has been, especially for me. I learned stuff from all of those guys, and I'm sure they learned stuff from me. It's a small fraternity of brothers, and you just kind of, want to, put your mark on it. When guys develop and as you develop, you want to kind of, compliment those guys and tell them, like, I learned this from Justin Houston or I learned this from Khalil Mack, and you want the same. That's part of your legacy. You want to be able to help guys out, and, you want guys to help you as well.
What does it take to stop a guy like Marshawn Lynch?
Marshawn Lynch?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you just got to get him on the ground. you just got to get on the ground. I remember there was one time where I tried to tackle him, Seattle Seahawks, and I had him behind the line. It was like a yard. And I had him I had one leg, and he drug me for the next two and got the first down. So you just got to get him on the ground. Usually when you get a running back like that, he'll just fall. But, Marshawn, he's definitely beast mode. They call him that for a reason.
Okay,
Bob,
thank you, guys.
How did you guys come to the decision?
Oh, this is the last one, Troy.
As players, the statement was issued. What does the statement mean and kind of where you guys go from here on that?
We talked about it, as a team, like how we talked about, the decision to do it for the game. And, we just talked about it as a team, and I'm a huge team guy. We're all team guys, and we felt like that was the best way to, go. That was the best direction to go. It wasn't a apology or anything like that. We just wanted to, state what happened, where our minds were. I think that's where the confusion comes from. Especially with the fans, you just kind of want to, set the record straight why you were doing it and exactly the reasons why and just move forward.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you guys.